Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of a world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number.
Next item on the agenda is, well, that was both of those two items. Gulf Coast Jazz Fest. Mr. Cadillac Banks?
I have concluded that it is time to move this festival to a third day. We have been doing this 2 days. Most festivals now are 3 days, 4 days.
This is Cadillac Banks speaking in front of the Escambia County Tourism Development Council, TDC, as you sometimes hear it there, the pre-clearer of how you spend money that comes out of the bed tax. And he was asking basically for $100,000 for next year's Jazz Fest and had gotten $150,000 for this year's just past, last weekend, I think, and was basically saying that they're trying to expand to a three-day from a two-day. They haven't had any incidents. They have a very high rating on whatever it was, Yelp or Google reviews or whatever, and, you know, they're just trying to plan for the future.
I'm proud to say that as long as I've been doing this Jazz Festival, we have had no incidents at this Jazz Festival. You know, and our reviews are great reviews. So we want to continue to do this. And I, like I say, I'm here to see would the board be willing to recommend to the county that we move this thing to 3 days.
And that's what he was asking them for to consider. And, you know, there was a little bit of confusion because he was asking to increase the 150 to, he was asking for 250, but it was actually just an increase of 100 over the current. And Mitesh Patel was a little bit, you know, didn't quite understand all of that and raised the question, but you'll understand why I'm playing this in just a second.
Is this going, are we adding to the previous request that was?
It's, he currently has 150. This is an additional 100,000 on top of it to make a total $250,000.
Okay.
Well, I got something to say. The $150,000 was for this year. That's already been used for this year.
Okay.
So we going in, I'm making this request for next year.
So you only want $100,000 next year?
I want $250,000 if you can give it to me.
I think that was kind of my point.
That was kind of the point. I kind of, you know, I'm left-handed, so left-handed people see stuff backwards.
I mean, if you want to give me $500,000, I will take it, right? And so Mitesh Patel asked a question about, well, the process and, you know, did they go through the proper forms and procedures in order to get here today? Again, at the TDC, asking good questions.
Does he not have to go through the application process where it gets submitted to us?
So he, Stephen, he filled out the application, and I think it was, that's, you emailed that out to everybody. It wasn't sent out till late, till today, this morning, but it was sent out. He filed the application, went through Stephen. Stephen, you reviewed it, and it was, had everything in it. It checked all the boxes for our process.
Oh, okay.
It has to come here before it can go to the county commission, so it has to get approval here.
Okay. I wish it would come to us sooner than this morning.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't even looked at it.
Yeah, especially for, I think this was a 10 a.m. meeting. I mean, maybe it was the one or three, I forget, but in any case, this is, yeah, that is not good to get the information so close to the time where you have to, sorry, that was a 3 o'clock meeting, so still that same day, you know, they should have it 24, 48 hours in advance. I agree with that concern. I mean, how can you be expected to make a good decision about spending $100,000 if you don't get the information ahead of time? Jim Reeves, who also sits on this board.
Yes, sir. Mr. Yeah, turn on your microphone, please.
I said, I haven't either.
You haven't?
Like, nobody got this email.
I looked, and I still don't have that email. So I don't know if the rest of you have the email, but I don't. I have two emails that came through, but it's the fat packet that we always get with all kinds of stuff, but it doesn't have an application from this event.
So what they're saying is nobody on the board who's being asked to vote for this $100,000 for next year for Jazz Fest has the information they need to know whether that's a good thing or not, whether it has, you know, checked all the boxes or whether it's a good thing to add to. Now, on Cadillac Banks' defense, or in Jazz Fest defense, it's sort of a well-known commodity. It's been around for a long time. It's a very successful thing. But still, if you're going to have a procedure and if you're going to have information put out, then the board members need to have access to that information in enough time to peruse it in order to make a meaningful comment on the information or make a vote about it. And Jim Reeves is like, I'm not voting on this without the packet.
I'm not going to vote on an extra $100,000 without even the opportunity to look at.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there listening to this meeting thinking, of course. I mean, how can you possibly vote on $100,000 of more funding for this if you don't have the information that comes with these applications and that you don't go through the proper procedure for this? I mean, you know, in the grand scheme of the amount of revenues that the TDT puts out every year, it's, you know, pretty small, $100,000, but it is still $100,000 of taxpayer money. And a vote is a vote, and a procedure is a procedure, and paperwork is paperwork. And if you don't have it, I mean, they should have it 24 to 48 hours ahead of time. So I was kind of dumbfounded when they made the vote.
Jeff Bergosh.
Absolutely, yes.
James Reeves. Mary Hoxing. Shirley Cronley.
Yes.
David Baer.
Yes.
Matish Patel.
No.
And Casey Jones.
Yes.
What was that total vote? 4-3? So motion passes.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
How? I mean, Jeff Bergosh, Shirley Cronley, Casey Jones, and David Baer all voted yay. You know, Jim Reeves, Mary Hoxing, my boss, and Matesh Patel all voted no. I don't know how you vote yes on this. Maybe it's a small thing, but yeah, do it better in the future. Make sure that people have their, you know, information. And Jim Reeves actually said at the end of the meeting, well, I'll give you that in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives first. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Just dealing with one accident right now on Beverly Parkway and Old Palafox Highway. No roadblock is associated with that one, but I'm starting to see some delays. Also, Highway 29 and Muskogee Road, disabled vehicle in the roadway. So definitely use caution with that. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're thinking about getting a different degree, a different level of certification, going back to school, or just for fun, like you want to take a personal enrichment course, or, you know, you never went to school and you are out of high school, and you got your GED, and you want to get a degree, an associate's or whatever, Pensacola State has all kinds of programs for all kinds of people, including just individual classes. And for my family, dual enrollment has been the big benefit. You know, high school students, homeschooled high school students, for free, taking college classes, getting classroom experience with teachers who are there to teach, because that's one of the benefits of the, you know, the state college, what we used to call community college or junior college, is that, you know, they're really motivated to be teachers more than anything else. Very customer service oriented, PSC is. And so my kids, for free, two of the oldest, went to UWF with a year and a half of credit under their belt already towards their coursework, so they can graduate sooner, which, you know, is great in all kinds of ways. And the youngest has started this. So we love PSC, in addition to the disc golf course in Milton, which is fantastic, the best one in the area. Anyway, campuses in Pensacola, Milton, Warrington, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. Last thought here on the TDC, and what I thought was a very good concern being raised by Matesh Patel, Jim Reeves, and my boss, Mary Hoxing, about we shouldn't vote on these issues until we actually have the paperwork. They did try to shove it through, and I thought it was inappropriate to do, but Jim Reeves raised the question at the end of the meeting.
Other business. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring before us? Hearing that. Yes, sir.
The only thing I think we need to do is to have some sort of cutoff, like if something's going to come before us that we know that we get the information, you know, 48 hours before, 36 hours. I mean, just the day before.
I understand.
Reminds me of last meeting.
What he's talking about, it wasn't last meeting, it was the meeting before that. That was the one where all of a sudden they're asked to approve a $90 million deal on an athletic complex and the Bay Center. He's like, we didn't get that information right away. And in fact, there was a meeting before where they had to actually ask for the real study. And this is a concerning lack of organization and bureaucratic procedure at the TDC. So that's at least two times where I think, you know, this is a small potatoes compared to the other one, the $90 million. But be paying attention to that, because that's not great procedure. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need a plumbing, electrical, heating, air conditioning work done of any kind anywhere along the Gulf Coast, Peden Heating, Electrical, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, they will take care of you and do that for 55 years. Just think about that. For more than half a century. They've been around 2 years longer than I have. You know, that's a while to anybody doing business, and it makes sense to do all of these things in conjunction with each other, because all of these sort of interior complicated home repair type things, it makes sense to work on all of them. Professional people show up on time, use good quality products, do it right the first time, stand by the work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. From Tallahassee all the way to Mobile. Last year, they expanded to Baldwin County. This year, they've expanded to Mobile, so they are really everywhere along the Gulf Coast. And this month, during October, you can get a free duct inspection, which is an important thing as we get ready to, you know, turn on the heat, right? And you want to make sure that everything is going to work properly when that takes place. Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Hey, Andrew, we do have some tickets
yes,
to give away.
Yes, sir. I meant to, and I'm glad you reminded me of this. Thank you. Pensacola Little Theater is putting on a performance of POTUS, President of the United States, which is looks like a very entertaining PR/policy kind of thing to take place over at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I have two tickets for you. Do we have a date on this? It's October 25th through the 3rd of November. You may be able to pick your night, which is kind of nice. So two tickets, caller number four right now, 437-1620 at PLT, 437-1620, caller number four.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
Hi, I'm Carissa Burgosh, asking for your vote on November 5th for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We shall say nay again to you if you do not appease us.
Well, what is it you want?
We want a shrubbery!
5 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got our traffic on the 5s. John?
Seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through the Highway 29 construction zone. Just minor delays there, but I just wanted you to be aware of it if you're heading that direction. Also, we've got an accident with no road blockage on Beverly Parkway and Old Palafox Highway, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is rolling smooth. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I think from now on, whenever you give an adverse traffic report, I'm just going to say, neat! And then you can... that or...
Boo!
Oh, come on, man. You got to be supportive of your coworkers.
We can go a lot of different directions with this. Hey, Martha Saunders, the UWF president, is going to be here in studio at 9:30 this morning giving her State of the Union University address, which she was not able to give because that whole thing got canceled today. They shut down the campus because of Hurricane Helene. That'll be at 9:30 this morning, and Brent Lane will be with her, asking questions and talking with her about it afterwards. So that should be really, really interesting. Hey, if you've got a car that's an import, you paid extra to get it, a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Lexus, a Genesis, Audi, a Jaguar, hey, you can take that to the dealership. That's fine. But that might be time, travel, gas, and probably a greater expense. Or you can take it to another equally capable shop, Bobby Likas Auto Service, right here on Davis Highway and on US 29 across from the Walmart. They work on imports. They work on domestics. They work on gas engines, diesel engines. You know, whatever the case may be, they'll take care of you. Their philosophy is they want to see you just a little bit more often so that you can avoid having to see them for the catastrophe, right? Preventative maintenance is the idea. Take care of stuff on time when it's due, and then you can avoid having the big things that are super inconvenient and usually more expensive than they should be. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car, and they work on fleets. So if you have a business and you oversee a group of cars, vehicles, take them to Bobby Likas, GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more, whether it's one car or many. Bobby Likas Auto on Davis Highway or on US 29 by the Walmart. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, Eminem made a rare public appearance yesterday at a Kamala Harris campaign event in Detroit.
People shouldn't be afraid to express their opinions. And I don't think anyone wants an America where people are worried about retribution or what people will do if you make your opinion known. I think Vice President Harris supports a future for this country where these freedoms and many others will be protected and upheld.
And Eminem introduced former President Obama as part of that rally. Apparently, Denny's is closing 150 of its restaurants. The diner chain announced Tuesday they plan to close 50 low-performing locations by the end of the year. The other 100 will be shutting down by the end of 2025. They operate about 1,300 locations in the U.S. Now, I looked for the list of closures, but it's apparently being held under lock and key at Fort Knox. So there's no word
always
yet. No word yet on if any of our three locations will be affected. And in another retail note, Bed Bath & Beyond apparently making a comeback to physical stores. They filed for bankruptcy last year, closed all of their stores, including the Pensacola location. But they've been selling online, and now they've been acquired by Overstock, and they're reopening some physical stores. Their plans call for 5. They're going for, they call them small format neighborhood stores, I guess, kind of like the Walmart neighborhood market kind of deal.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, thanks for that. I did not hear that, so very good. Hey, speaking of stores that are great to go to, they have all kinds of stuff that you might need. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Not just your hardware supplies, which they have. Okay, no doubt. I mean, you know, if you need it, they have it. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Like, and they'll have it in stock. They won't have to order. You know, sometimes, especially if you're a contractor, you know, a day is money, right? So it's nice to be able to go to a place where you know they're going to have it in stock, whatever it is, because they've been doing this for 173 years. Like, they know. They are well aware of what you're going to need. But also, at the front of the store, there's a houseware section. So it's every piece of Yeti merchandise you could possibly dream of. No, seriously, it's like a shrine. It's amazing. All kinds of, sports stuff, SEC. I need to go down there again and check out if they have Big Ten stuff now that the Big Ten and the SEC are the only football programs in the known universe. But they have, you know, grills and cutlery and gumbo pots and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great place to go shopping for gifts for that hard-to-buy-for person, including yourself. Take your treat, if you like, to go down to Pensacola Hardware right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Frivolous topic coming up. You'll like this one.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. North Korea has 3,000 troops in Russia to support the war against Ukraine, according to South Korean intelligence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it remains to be seen what those troops are doing.
If they're co-belligerents, their intention is to participate in this war on Russia's behalf, That is a very, very serious issue.
Secretary Austin with reporters in Rome, Italy. The Trump campaign accuses the United Kingdom's governing party of foreign election interference.
A senior figure in the UK's governing Labour Party appealed for volunteers to fly to the United States and help the Harris campaign. The British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, insists this is nothing official. He points out volunteers have gone to the US during many previous election campaigns.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, sunny and 64 degrees right now. I'm David Wayne. Voters have been hitting the polls across Northwest Florida. Early voting is on, and in Santa Rosa County, more than 13,000 people have cast ballots as of last night, with more than 8,500 ballots so far being returned by mail.
We do offer six sites. You know, years ago, we historically only had two sites, and then, you know, as we went through the years, went to four, and now we're at six. And that's what the great thing is about early voting, is because someone can take advantage of early voting and go to any one of those sites throughout the county and cast that early vote. Whereas on election day, you actually have to go to the precinct where you're assigned.
That's Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, Tappy Villain, and she tells News Radio they actually broke their first day early voting record on Monday. She said, voters like the flexibility that early voting provides. Polls in Santa Rosa County open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day through November 2nd. And, of course, more information on polling locations is available online at votesantarosa.gov. The search for a missing Escambia County man is over. Escambia County deputies say a body that was found last week has now been identified as Vernon Bubba Flowers, Jr. He'd been missing since late September. The location he was found was not disclosed. He'd last been seen on Perkins Street. Investigators say they do not suspect foul play in this case. Well, the day after Donald Trump campaigned in Doral, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff has appearances scheduled today in South Florida. Democrat National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison says, in light of comments that Trump made previously about Haitian migrants eating pets, they've announced an ad campaign specifically targeted at Haitians.
Well, it's important for the Haitian American community to understand that we see them, that we hear them, that we value them, and that we, the Democratic Party, then believe that they're eating cats and dogs.
And early voting ends November 2nd in Broward and Miami-Dade. They're getting an extra day and can cast their votes on November 4th as well. Well, a fisherman trying his luck near Graffiti Bridge had a bad day yesterday. Forgot to put the car in park, and it reportedly rolled into the water on Tuesday afternoon. PPD says that happened about 1:30 yesterday. Pictures show the car completely submerged in water all the way up to the roof. The good news is nobody got hurt. Channel 3 says a tow truck was there attempting to pull that car out later yesterday afternoon. Major League Baseball officials say they're working on a plan to keep the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa following all that damage from Hurricane Milton at Tropicana Field.
They're in the midst of doing an assessment of exactly what the damage was. The only thing I can say about that, it was substantial.
That is MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, and he was on the Varsity podcast. He says they are currently looking for temporary accommodations for the Rays until the Tropicana's roof can be repaired or a new stadium can get built. He says they're playing somewhere next year, and we're going to find some place for them to do it. Of course, there's several minor league and spring training facilities that could act as a temporary home. It's 8:35 at News Radio. John Pickens has our traffic.
Oh, just one accident to let you know about that's going to affect your travels. Beverly Parkway and Old Palafox Highway. I'm seeing some delays there. That's off to the side of the road, but again, there's some delays causing the issues there. Also, if you're on 98 westbound headed toward the Garcelon Point Bridge, you're going to see some delays through that construction zone. So just be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
For your
Wednesday morning. Expect temperatures to start out in the lower 60s, heading into the afternoon, climbing back into the middle and lower 80s. Lots of sunshine on tap and more dry weather is in store. I'm meteorologist Marian Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marian. And right now we've got 68 degrees in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Our markets down at the opening bell. The Dow's down 237 points at 42,687. S&P's down 17 points at 58,33. The NASDAQ is down 89 points at 18,483. 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.24%. Gold price is down $7.80 at $27.52. Silver price is down 76 cents. At $34.28. Bitcoin down over 1,000 today. It's at $66,453. The IRS is raising federal tax brackets for next year to adjust for inflation. The standard deduction for married couples filing together will increase to $30,000 and $15,000 for single taxpayers. They announced the change yesterday. The IRS said it applies to tax year 2025 for returns filed in 2026. AI software from Anthropic has a new tool that can control a user's mouse and cursor to perform basic computer tasks. The tool, called Computer Use, allows users to give multi-step instructions to carry out tasks like moving a cursor, looking at screens, and typing. It, however, cannot drag and drop. Target says they're cutting prices on thousands of items ahead of the holiday season. Some prices have been reduced immediately on items like home goods, beauty products, food, and toys. Target said in a press release they routinely adjust their prices to stay competitive. And Tesla is set to release their third quarter earnings today after the closing bell on Wall Street. Analysts are predicting that they're likely to report earnings of 58 cents per share, down 12% from a year ago. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Peterborough Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Peterborough Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peterborough Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we asked this question of the mayor earlier, so I will ask it of you now. The question is, do you sneak food or anything into the movie theater? Be honest now. Well, you know, when I was a child. 437-1620, 437-1620. Do you sneak snacks into the movie theater? What do you sneak in? Do you feel guilty about it? Those are my three questions. Do you? What? And are you Catholic? Do you feel shame and sinful over your choices? For Protestants can feel shame too. 437-1620, 437-1620. That's the question of the day. John, at the ripe age of, what are you, 50 just now?
Yeah,
50. Mm-hmm. Do you sneak snacks into the movie theater?
I can neither confirm or deny I've done it.
That's a yes.
But in the previous, you know, when I was younger, yes.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, drinks at $5, no, I can go buy one for $1.50.
Okay, I'm a 100% yes. 100% I take food in.
I just don't want the people now to go, there's John, he's coming.
That's fine. I don't care. You wear cargo pants for a reason. Listen, I don't need to pay. What's the going price for a 3.5-ounce box of Goobers? $53 these days? Come on. You're ridiculous. And the only one you can't, popcorn, obviously you can't smuggle popcorn in. But like this goes back to like the drive-in days. We would go to the drive-in theater with a giant bag of popcorn. Like I always loved the drive-in because you could bring your stuff. Nobody cared.
Exactly.
Right? And instead, movie theaters, of course, they make so much of their money. Big markup is made. Now, to be fair, I don't go to the movies very often, and I'm not a big snacker anyway, so I act like I'm smuggling in a Snickers bar and a protein bar and, a juice box. And I will say this. I have a nuance to this question, which is, what about a bottle of water? Because I will 100% take a bottle of water in with me. And if somebody tried to say you can't take that, I'd be like, well, I just don't need to be here. Because I'm not leaving the theater at $53 a movie or whatever it is these days, $14, $13, something like that.
Anyway, matinee price.
Yeah, right. And so I'm not going out and missing 5 minutes of it to take a drink at the fountain. So, yeah, I'm always taking a bottle of water in.
Just scream COVID.
Does that count? Is taking a bottle of water in with you?
Yes,
because
you can
smuggling?
Purchase them there.
No, yeah, well, that's not happening. 437-1620. Go ahead, block me. I don't mind. The only movies I ever go to see are when Star Wars comes out with a movie, or like there's some promotional thing that we're involved in. So by the way, the Blue Angels, when they did the Blue Angels movie, oh my God, they give you everything for free. It was the best. It was like going to the Willy Wonka factory. It was amazing. 437-1620. They put on a party. Before we get text, let's go to John with traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Highway 29 and West Michigan Avenue, there's an accident, but with no road blockage right now. But I just wanted you to be aware of that. Also, if you're headed toward the Garson Point Bridge on 98 westbound, you're going to see some delays, maybe about 10 to 15 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a vehicle, you want to get a good one that's going to be durable, that's going to hold up, that's going to, you know, they're stand by it. If you're buying a used one, you know, sometimes you buy from the corner a lot and you take your chances. I always recommend get a Carfax. I even recommend get a used car inspection from a mechanic you trust because you never know. And it's worth it. I mean, even if it's, what is it these days, like $150 maybe 200, it's worth it. Trust me, for peace of mind and knowing what issues you're getting into, because Carfax doesn't catch everything and the guy's probably not going to tell you. But see, when you go to the corner lot, you know, you're always worried, what are you going to get? How much is it going to cost? When you go to Frontier, you're like, okay, the price is really obvious. We're going to take care of that. And they're going to stand by the car for 100,000 miles because that's part of the deal. That's part of why I like them, is because I know if there's a problem, they will stand by those cars. In fact, you know, they will even actively reach out and follow up with you and see, is there anything with your car? And because they did when we bought the Honda Odyssey. A year later, they replaced one of the keys for no charge. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, you bought a car expecting two keys, you get two keys. Cool. Like, wow, I've just never heard of a used car place that does it this way. But that's because they want the repeat business. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 8:46 on News Radio 92.3. The question of the moment is, do you sneak snacks into the movie theater? All right, Meg, you ready? You ready to be? Meg didn't know she was going to be on. Meg Peltier is on board with us. And we, by the way, welcome aboard. I didn't get to say this to you yesterday, but we are Monday, but we are so excited to have you on board.
I am so excited to be here. Back in radio again.
Oh my
it's
God.
Wonderful.
We have been
love it.
Working on this for so long and so many kind of delays,
yes.
But we are so glad to have you. Do you sneak snacks into the movie theater?
Oh boy. Well, it depends on if I'm on a diet or not.
Ah. Okay. So no, if you're being good, because it's a way to help
so
you be
it's
good.
It's either a very quiet banana.
I'm not eating this banana that you completely cannot buy at the shop.
Or it's a Snickers bar.
Oh, see, I'm with. Oh, I love you already. Snickers bar.
I can't pay $8 for a Snickers bar.
Oh my God, is right? It only $8? I don't even.
I don't know.
Does
anymore.
It come with
I mean,
a mask and a gun?
Probably not fair to say. But still,
the only thing that is, you know, that is, you can get at the movie theater that is, I mean, I don't say worth it because it's so overpriced, but movie theater popcorn.
You can't beat it.
This like. You know, it may not be worth the price, but you can't have it under any other circumstances. So it is, you know, if there is something that's worth getting, that's
and
the
again,
one worth getting.
Butter or no butter is,
oh, absolutely
is the
butter.
Dilemma.
100% butter. I mean, what do you, why would you even get it if you don't
because
have the
butter?
Because
that butter has a billion calories in it.
Again, I ask, why would you not get it? I don't understand the question. You're asking silly things of me now. Okay, somebody here says 437-1620. A friend and I snuck in Subway for us and our husbands in our hoodies pretending we were pregnant. Nobody's going to ask. Nobody's
oh,
gonna
awesome.
Ask. It's genius. Somebody says, yes, but I'm not giving away my secrets, LOL. Somebody says, absolutely no guilt, whatever I have on hand. Somebody says, yes, usually small boxes of candy, and sometimes, yes, I do feel guilty about it. That's because you're a good person. You've been trained to obey the law, to obey the rules, to, you know, not walk across people's grass and, you know, that kind of stuff, and raise your hand in class. And, you know, when you feel like the movie theater doesn't want you to sneak in the snacks, you feel guilty for doing it. It doesn't stop you because you're also a normal person, but you're also normal because you feel guilty about it. That's okay. Somebody says, we stop by Walgreens on the way and we buy their box candy for a buck. Oh, genius. That's right. Somebody says, I sneak all kinds of snacks and I never feel guilty. This is a good lesson in business. If they wanted to sell more of the stuff, they would reduce the price and then people wouldn't sneak in and people would be more willing to consume. It's the old problem of, you know, if you it's like the Laffer curve. If you reduce the price, you actually get more consumption. You'd probably make more money. Hello, Garson Point Bridge toll. Anyway, let's see. Somebody says junior mints to mix with the popcorn. Get them at the dollar store. Yeah, some of that mix and match you can't get there. I bring whole meals into movie theaters. Last time I took sushi. But this... You know what this reminds me of? We were talking earlier about the Silver Screen Theater, where I did not ever have a chance to go, but which doesn't exist anymore, but where...
It was awesome, man.
You had all the food, all the drink, you had the couches, you had the real movie, wonderful experience in the inexpensive movie. Like, it's everything you could possibly want.
And they would bring food to you.
It's great. It's like being at home, only you're not at home, and you
exactly.
don't do the work. Let's see. I don't, when I enter the theater, I'm saying I'm not bringing anything, and it's prohibited by the theater. Sorry, I'm an honest person. Okay, well, you know what? Somebody takes God seriously, fine. They're not wrong. All the time, no guilt. Their prices are crazy. Did I say prices? Their prices are crazy. I always make a run to Walmart before a good show, but I do buy drinks and popcorn. Somebody says, yes, a bottle of water. Does a bottle of water count? Is that smuggling? Meg, is that smuggling?
I don't. That's a borderline.
It's more like a health issue, right? It's like a medical thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Just scream COVID. I don't want to drink out of the fountain. You could say that now.
Somebody says, no, I've never snuck drinks or snacks in the theater. For me, buying a tub of popcorn, large Coke is part of the experience, unless it was the drive-in movies. Okay, yeah, no, I see that. We bring some snacks of choice, but also get popcorn and drinks there. I think we're down to 2 or 3 theater trips a year anyway. So what I hear here is people saying it's okay to bring in to smuggle in some of your own if you also spend some money at the counter. It's kind of what I feel. They're like buying off their guilt just a little bit. I don't have that problem. I just take it. Let's see. Somebody says a friend of mine, I guess, who just happens, I won't mention names, has a hobo bag.
Oh, goodness.
It conceals the stash as she smiles at the ticket taker going to the movies. Does that mean I failed as a parent? Oh, no. I mean, you taught people to be crafty. Who doesn't smuggle snacks in? That's what tote bags are for. Red vines, Swedish fish, and yes, bags are our favorite popcorn. Cans or bottles of soda. And one time I snuck in sushi and had a delicious dinner. Zero shame. Second sushi. So, okay. So serious question, though. Y'all are breaking the rules, which is, I don't mind. Y'all are bringing in your own food up to a full dinner. I mean, if you're bringing a roasted chicken, we might have to have a conversation. Do you take alcohol in, though? Because I'm betting the answer is no. Like, that's the line. It's not illegal, is it? But you probably don't. I mean, I have kids or, 22-year-old or something. But, as an adult, you don't take a beer into the theater. Oh, Andrew, you crossed the line there. Wow, the tone really shifted. No, but I'm thinking about this. Like, you'll break the rule, but not that rule. I saw somebody... Burgess, I always drive on Burgess every day, and it's 2 lanes, and I saw somebody pass through the double yellow line where they're not allowed to, but they put their blinker on first. They blinkered to go pass on and blinkered back into the... I can't even make sense of that at all, but, they're so obligatory to follow the rules, but yet doing this completely dangerous thing. Somebody says, I did witness somebody bringing in a box of fried chicken. There you go, my people. Take my own roll of paper towels because of all the butter I put on the popcorn because their napkins are terrible. Smuggling candy buys the drinks and the popcorn. Okay, fair enough. And I sneak alcohol. Yes, I do sometimes. we don't talk about that at parties or on the radio. 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, you want to get a good realtor who's going to solve all your problems, get you all the way through to the finish line, the closing, right? Because you're going to encounter hurdles and questions and uncertainties, and every transaction is a little bit different, and you want to make sure to get past all of those. How do you do that? Well, you get somebody with experience. How do you know they've got experience? Well, 130 homes sold this year so far, 175 last year, I think 230 when the market was hotter a couple of years ago. So they know how to solve the problems. They know how to get you to closing. And especially these days with shifts in the marketplace because of insurance and, it's crazy. We just had to reinsure our home because our insurance carrier stopped performing. They just stopped doing it. And we had to go through a walkthrough video of the house. Here's the air conditioning. Here's the heater. Here's the under the sinks is what they look like because they're looking for rust spots. I'm like, this is insane. We could get disqualified from home insurance because of rust on the pipes underneath the toilet. It's insane. That's where the insurance market is at in Florida these days. So I say, if a buyer says you're going to have to replace that, do you have to? Well, that's why you get a good realtor to tell you what's normal. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost 2 squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
Mark your calendars for a program you don't want to miss as Dr. Martha DeSaunders, president of the University of West Florida, will appear on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 to discuss what's happening at the university and also the state of the university. Dr. Saunders will provide key points on current and future programs at the University of West Florida. That's today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh my God, I love your bracelet. Where did you get it?
Oh, my mom made it for me. It's adorable.
Oh, it's so fetch.
What is fetch?
Oh, it's like slang from England.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Just one accident to let you know about Pensacola. Highway 29 and West Michigan Avenue. No road blockage there, but I'm starting to see delays on Highway 29. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Bands on the Beach goes on every single week. Of course, a good show last night and coming up next week. I think next week is the last one, right? So Not Quite Fab is going to be performing 7 o'clock Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion. Always a good deal. Be listening because we are giving away tickets to the POTUS show, President of the United States, at Pensacola Little Theater, October 25th through the November 3rd. I didn't need that extra D in there. Anyway, they'll be performing. Should be fun. Looks like a lot of fun. And be listening in the afternoon and in the morning. We'll be giving away tickets to that. There was something. What was I going to tell you about? I haven't talked much about this Elon Musk deal where he's paying $1 million a day to some lottery winner in a swing state to sign a pledge saying they believe in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. And also $47 to five of the six swing state voters if they refer people to the pledge, and $100 in Pennsylvania. Every single commentator under the sun that I have seen says it's illegal. I'm not convinced, because the law says you cannot pay somebody to vote and you cannot pay somebody to register. It doesn't say you can't pay somebody to sign a petition with the caveat that they have to be registered in order to be eligible. That's different than paying them to register. So I'm not convinced that it's illegal. It might be. Then again, you know, what's the fine? Well, you know, it's like $10,000 or 5 years in jail. So Elon Musk, I think, could probably handle the fine. I'm not sure that he would love paying the time, but we'll see. And I'm curious to see if there are going to be any charges brought about this one.